following podcast is brought to you exclusively by the Rad Rob Radio Network.
No, I got my legs aren't great. They're my legs look.
Well, they're short. They're short and stubby, right?
No, they're long. Is the problem?
You're only like 5'2", right?
I'm short torso, especially for 5'2". Go figure.
Okay, all right.
So yeah, I'm a 32-inch leg, and I'm 5'2". Think about that.
That's pretty fuck. That's awkward looking.
Think how small my dick looks now, man. Jesus.
Welcome to RTW Main Event, which used to be a hard-hitting, in-depth, cutting-edge look into the world of professional wrestling. And now we basically do whatever the hell we want. So without further ado, here's your host, Radicalized Rob, Rob Francois.
Hey guys, welcome back to RTW Main Event. I am your host, Radicalized Rob, Rob Francois. I hope everyone's doing well all around the world, and thank you for being here.
Hameen Media Group! Oh, I got it!
You got it! Yeah, ding, ding, ding. Shit. Fucking light bulb came up over your head.
Because our faces are covering the H, so it looks like the Twin Towers with an MG. And it was soon. Like, mass construction? Okay.
That's too soon. You can't talk about mass. Yeah.
Gotcha. I didn't go to mass. Go ahead, man. Great intro, buddy.
This is episode 154 of the Main Event. It is also day 4 of Rad Mania 3. There's lots of numbers involved with this week. I'm here with my co-host.
A number?
You are a number. Kind of like, do you want to talk about that, or you may not be coming a number? Like, shortly or no?
We're all numbers in life. It's what the government's doing. It's how they track us.
Is that like binary stuff? Like we're all a bunch of zeros and ones and shit?
No, that's computerized stuff. That's like 1984 stuff.
But you do software jobs.
And I explained it clearly last week.
Clearly.
And if any of you people understand that, enjoy the free tip that I gave you on how to import and export the Golden Gram 2.
For those of us that may have missed it, do you want to go over it again?
No, that's we're not giving that away every week. Like they gotta go back and listen.
Oh, so you're like Brock Lesnar? You're not gonna
leave
fight.
Leave a review.
You're not gonna fight for free. So yeah, we don't get any reviews. I'm glad you brought that up. There's a thing in iTunes. Is it still called iTunes or the Apple Podcast? You're an Apple guy. You got the fucking iPhone gimmick, right? Look it up.
All right, you work while I'm working.
Please leave us a 5-star review on the Apple gimmick. It really helps us get through the algorithms, so we can get in your search histories and slide into your DMs.
What happens if they leave a 1-star review? Does that make it worse, or do they just leaving a review is okay enough? We be okay with 1-stars?
Any press is good press, right? Like any reviews are good reviews, as long as they're
like
talking
on YouTube.
About you.
If you get a thumbs down, it's still fine. They watched it. You know what I mean? So
well, yeah, it still counts, right? I mean, it still counts as a review, whether it's bad or good or indifferent. Yeah, leave a 0 to 5-star review. Just leave a review. You can choose upon yourself how many stars you feel like leaving us, and we'll leave it up to you. I don't want to be a dictator and say, you got to leave me 5 stars, brother. Well, I don't want to do that. How are you, Oach? Are you doing okay? You look good. I mean, your mask looks
good. What do you see besides gold and trash?
Well, I mean, obviously you used the Mother's California Gold number 75, so.
2000, it's 8600 2000. That's what it's called. 8600-2000. You're fine. Look, you get that trivia. And this is how I became this whole freaking co-host here.
Yes, it is actually. Well,
you got that answer wrong, but you get a freaking YZ80, a 1981 YZ80 that you'd never even heard of. You stupid.
It's the only bike that I ever remembered from my childhood. I mean, what are the odds of that?
Was that a motorbike that you remember?
It was a motorbike. You have a great memory, by the way.
Do you call them motorbikes?
I mean, what do you call them?
I don't know. Motorcycles. Jesus. What?
That just sounds dumb. Like a cycle. It's a bike with a motor.
A modem?
How you doing? Don't you look good?
Thank you. I'm great. I'm not. I don't want to be here. Neither do you. But that's the point. We're professionals. So we don't tell the audience we don't want to be here. We only tell this between us. This is only us, right?
Yeah, I would never. No, nobody's listening. And we're not recording. You know, so.
Right, right. Good, good.
I would never tell those fucks that I wouldn't want to be here.
Yeah, so. I mean, I told Babo and, you know, Gringo Durbando how I didn't want to be here. But I'm here anyway because my obligation says to, therefore I am. Much
and
like
you also proper. Have you also have a shirt on ProWrestlingTees.com. Dr. Ocho Ref says I calls them like I sees them. So you have to be here to sell some t-shirts.
You
which
bet.
You're getting no money for at all, by the way.
I haven't yet, so I'm not surprised. And facts matter. Facts, I'm getting no money. Facts, I calls them like I sees them. Facts, I don't want to be here. We're a factual show.
You also don't get any facts because you still have your landline plugged in. I tried to fax
you. You tell me after the facts. That's the problem. Yeah. If you tell me after the facts, then it has to, they're in queue. You know what queue is? It's queued up. And then I get like freaking 8 faxes in a row when it's all the same damn thing because you're hitting the damn button like a freaking Lenny of Mice and Men. Fun.
No, yeah, I get pissed when it says like, you know, rejected.
Or, not plugged in and whatnot.
Yeah, whatever the error message was. So I hit it again. Like maybe it was just a mistake by the machine. I don't know. I just.
All right, well.
Like, you ever get mad at your keyboard and just hit the fucking enter button like 75 times?
No.
No. That just must be me. Hey, guys. Welcome back to the.
Are we at segment 2 yet already? That was
no, we're
one.
Not at segment 2 yet. What are we,
shit,
what are we, what are we doing anyway?
Something about this mania. It was a Rad.
Rad Mania, yes.
Oh, yes. So we're talking about the movie Rad all week, you said.
No, no, no. God, no. I don't want to ever go through that again. No, please, God, no.
Shit, that's all I got. That's the only info I got.
Oh, ah, that's what you prepped for?
You said Rad Mania, and I'm okay,
I did.
Cool.
I should have specified.
And we did a freaking movie review. So, like, I went back, watched it again. I'm watching freaking Talia Shire. Like, she's pissed off. She's a overbearing mom, but she, oh, my God. And this, dude, oh.
That's my bad, dude.
Oh, damn it.
That's on me. That's on me. That's my bad.
Shit.
Now, Rad Mania 3 it's the third annual week-long event that I do, the week of WrestleMania. This is it's barely a wrestling show, but Rad Mania, because I'm Rad Rob, and it's WrestleMania, so I put Rad and Mania together, and I got Rad Mania. So not the bicycle movie, the BMX, DMX, whatever.
Fuck.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So obviously you're not prepared for the show then.
Well, I mean, that's well,
it's par for
again,
the course, right?
Of, right, right. What is yeah. So? Would I have screwed it up had I been prepared? Maybe.
Well, that's probably so.
So I guess it's going along according to plan. This way, we're in the clear.
Well, since I'm the host, I got your back. I know where we're going. I know where we're headed. You just play off of me. You just do
listen.
Your
I don't know where I'm going, but I sure know where I've been. So I'm hanging on the promises and the songs of yesterday. But I made up my mind. I'm not wasting more time. But here I go again.
You just do the Ocho thing. Just be funny and witty, and you can play off of me, and we'll get through this.
I have never been funny or witty, so I don't know what kind of Ocho thing you think I'm doing.
Can you just scream in your microphone a lot?
I can do it. Oh, clearly, yes, right. 100%. I'd be obnoxious, loud, interrupt, and ruin the show if that's the Ocho thing. I'm in.
All right. No, I have full confidence that you can hold your end of the bargain on that one. So, yeah, a little bit. We're going to get into a little bit of news from WrestleMania this week. Since it is a WrestleMania-centric show, this is day 4, as I said, of Rad Mania. I wanted to go over a couple of news items, Och. And I know you're not following the current product, and we all know that I am. I watch it every single week. I am fully versed in what's going on.
Awesome.
I do not need to go on Fightful.com right now and read the headlines. That is not what I'm doing.
You go on Fivel? Is that the guy from that mouse?
Yeah, it was a...
How was that movie? It was a Disney movie, right? It's called Fivel.com?
Fight, like I want to fucking punch your lights
out. Oh, because remember that song? As I were wishing underneath the same big sky, somewhere out there.
I'm gonna get hit with a DMCA.
No, we didn't because you were gonna. I know what you're gonna say. It's a copyright. Don't worry. But we didn't with Wings of Love, man, and I crushed it.
You did crush it.
Oh my god, did I freaking crush that last week?
You want to do it again?
Just smile to me and let the day begin. No, I don't want to. I'm just gonna tease all y'alls.
Now that's stuck in my head. I know. I'm on Fightful.com. No, I'm not. No, I'm not on Fightful. God damn it, Ouch.
What was the mouse from? What was that
K-fabe.
Movie?
Kayfabe. What the fuck was the name of that? A something tale? Tale of Two...
An American Tale. God,
there you go. American
it.
Tale. Gotcha.
I would have never gotten that. And I'm Wicked Smat. See, I can do Boston, too. Oh.
So I don't know if you heard several months back, Ocho, that... a lot of WWE stars were pissed off because Vince McMahon was infringing on what they do on their own time, whether it be streaming on Twitch, doing cameos. Do you know what a cameo is?
You bet.
I mean, it's not like in a movie, like a bit part.
My dad had one. It was a Z28. He had a 67 cameo. Z28, man. It was awesome.
That's a
good one. With an 8-ball cue shift. With an 8-ball gear shift, it had four gear. Oh, my God. Four on the floor, baby. He told me that he drove so fast in this cameo, this 67 cameo, that he'd drive so fast that he'd have to repaint the front end every so often because he'd drive so fast the paint would peel up. And me at age 28 going, no way, Pop, do you really have to do that? And I still fell for it. That cameo was mint.
That's a Camaro, Ouch? Not a cameo.
Tomato, come on, same shit.
So Cameo is a service where celebrities can get paid to cut messages to wrestling fans or marks or whoever. It's any genre. There's actors, athletes, wrestlers that do it. Let's say you wanted a message from Ric Flair. I think he charges like $500 or $1,000. I forgot what it was. And
so does Brad Pitt call somebody a mark who wants a Camaro from him?
It's possible. I mean, he's a weird dude, right?
I don't know. I mean,
You know everybody, right? You're the doctor to the stars.
I'm the doctor to everybody. It's not just the stars. It's to everybody. Even you low people like you, radical fuckface. Don't worry, man.
So WWE was crunching down on what their contractors were doing in their spare time. But now, in a ironic twist of fate... This week, WWE announced a partnership with Cameo for WrestleMania 37. I shit you not.
Really?
Cameo announced that 25 WWE superstars will fulfill 15 Cameo requests on a first-come, first-served basis beginning this past Monday. Prices range from $150 to $500.
So now WWE is getting a piece of the pie, so they're fine with it, basically.
That's exactly right. The full talent list is AJ Styles, Randy Orton, Shane McMahon, Alexa Bliss, Asuka, Bobby Lashley, Braun Strowman, Damian Priest, who you know very well, Drew McIntyre, Kofi Kingston, John Morrison, The Miz, Rhea Ripley, Matt Riddle, who you also know very well, Sheamus, Xavier Woods, Apollo Crews, Bianca Belair, Big E, Cesaro, Daniel Bryan, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, and... Seth Rollins. So, yes, once Vince McMahon cut a deal with Cameo, and the stars are only getting a portion of what they would have normally were earning anyway that he cut off, that's now a thing now. Is that not the fucking biggest backhanded thing you could do to your talent? I know we don't have to go down the whole road of what's a fucking independent contractor and what's not. I mean, that's...
No, he's going to do whatever the hell he wants. And
well, obviously.
He's still... What I don't understand, and I don't think I ever will, and I don't mean this in a bad way. I mean this in an I'll never understand it way. I understand the work you put in. I understand, like, I gotta figure Vince McMahon has this whole thing where he wakes up every day and says, if it wasn't for me, none of these people would be working. This person, and feels like, almost like the mob.
Or like, they would be, but not on the level that they are, right?
Exactly. Right, pretty much. Like, what would they be doing their skill set is so limited.
Wrestling at the indies, you know, and shit like that.
Or how about even the, well, no, because the people that work for him are actually employees, right? Like in the office, I would assume.
Yes,
like,
they are right. Employees, but the so actual talent.
Yeah, it's almost like the mob where the freaking, the crumbs roll down to the bottom and the funds roll up to the top. And like everybody has to kiss the boss's ring. And it's so freaking run like that. And I dare anybody to challenge me otherwise who may listen, but I got to figure Vince McMahon, which mob guys are the same way growing up in the Northeast. I know this shit, unfortunately. I shouldn't say that. I don't know anybody. Screw everybody. That's not the point.
Yeah, I don't want you to end up with a new pair of concrete Nikes.
So think about this. The guy's a billionaire at this point, right?
Yep.
He's still sleeps 4 hours a night. I'm sure it's passion and whatnot, but like, dude, if I had $4 million in the bank, I'd be like, I'm good. I feel old at my age. I'm 47. I just had to move a bunch of shit all week, you know, moving from one place. We got the house here, we got the house there, and I'm old. There's no possible way that this, now again, this guy ain't moving anything except weights. Everybody else is doing anything for him. I can't imagine somebody is so stringent on other people making their money that he's going, wait, you know, you can't do this. However, if I make 200 grand and you guys make 40 grand, I'm okay with that. But there's some people, I guess, that count their money down to the... Remember Foghorn Leghorn? Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I keep my feathers numbered for just such an emergency. I feel like Vince McMahon counts his money every night to make sure there isn't a crumb missing. And he's, maybe that's how those guys get to be that way. Maybe that's it.
He's Scrooge McDuck. I mean,
you know, I don't understand the... Is it greed? I don't mean greed, because maybe greed's the wrong word. He has a passion for money. People collect a freaking bunch of Playboys, you know?
Thank you, honey. My daughter just brought me some Gatorade. That was...
I told her to. I sent her a text.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. So, like,
you look parched. So, anyways,
I was parched. I thank you for looking out for my hydration. Vince McMahon doesn't need the money, obviously.
Right.
And I'm not saying his contract of talent don't make a lot of money, because a lot of these people that were doing the cameos and the Twitches do.
And it's not to pay the WWE either. You know what I mean? Like,
no, but like,
he's getting paid too. Payroll isn't missing.
He didn't want AJ Styles going on there, you know, under the kayfabe name AJ Styles.
So if he was,
he would have been okay if it was Alan Jones, you know, on Twitch, which a lot of stars have done that.
Is that his name?
Alan Jones. Yeah. Yes, that's his name.
Alan. Shit.
Yeah, AJ Alan Jones makes sense.
I get that point, too. Well, wait a second. But he doesn't own AJ Styles, does he? Because AJ Styles...
I thought he did, because he was AJ Styles in TNA and in ROH and everywhere else he went.
Hey, but, please don't lose that thought, but think about this. Remember when the Divas thing started, and they were using their real names at first?
Yes.
Nicole was Nicole... Oh, she still called her Bella, but Brian Danielson was his name, Brian Danielson.
Yeah. Yep.
So then the next season, Paige is Paige, and Summer was Summer and all that shit.
That's true.
So something – no, but Trinity was still in Trinity. And, oh, she started in the beginning. So something
she
must have happened.
She did start in the beginning, yeah.
Something must have happened, you know, season three or something, that everybody started using their gimmick names. But what happened to the people that did come over? Because, like, Ric Flair is still Ric Flair. Like, he wouldn't be owned by WWE. Not that he's on the cameo list, but so how, I'm not asking, I'm kind of rhetorical. Like, there's where you're splitting hairs. He doesn't want AJ Styles to talk about his stage name, who he's been since 2000 and, or 99 or something.
Yeah, but I mean, he had several other stars, like Adam Cole, which I guess he's had his name too, but I don't know. To me, it's fucked up that they're on their off time. They're not promoting WWE. They're just sitting in their house, their hotel
room.
And
like you said, the independent contractor thing, like, you get it. We're not going to go into that, but that's a clear indication of this part.
Yes, absolutely. If they're not doing a company event, like, I'm a dispatcher in the freight industry. I have independent contractors as my drivers. I only have one company driver, which we can dispatch him however we want. with the independent contractors that own their own trucks and own their own business that drive under our authority, they have right of refusal to any dispatches that we give them because they're contractors. They don't have to take a job right. that we give them. They can write, you know, they can refuse it. Now, obviously, that can go on a list, and if they turn down enough loads, you can say,
right, then
well,
you're never going to call them again. So
yeah, like you can have a business discussion with them and say, you're not reliable. Here's the dates that you weren't available, blah, 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 and you can do it that way. But when it comes to wrestling, it's completely different. Like, those same rules don't apply. And that's what's really fucked up about it, is they're not company employees. By classifying wrestlers as independent contractors, if they are not on WWE property or at a property that's being rented by the WWE for an event or at a charity function or a media appearance, if they are sitting in their house or their hotel room playing video games on Twitch, WWE should have no say over what they do on their spare time.
Agreed.
But and somehow they can.
Or is there some fine print written in these contracts?
Which there could be, that we don't have access to their contracts. I mean, right.
Because like an independent contractor, let's say, you know, you're renovating a bathroom, and the contractor comes in and they're going to be there for a month, they think, and it could be a leeway of 2 or 3 2 weeks either way. It could be done 2 weeks, could take 2 weeks longer. And there's the agreement, there's what's going to be done, and there's the payment structure, and that's it. I got to figure being an independent contractor there is way more involved, because there's a continuous, whether it's a renewal, nobody, an independent contractor signs deals for, if you're working for somebody, this can go on and on and on.
And it does. They've been fighting it for years.
Sign a 1 month deal, a 5 year deal? Like, that's right. The thing. And then are you pigeonholed? But still, you're contracted to show up to the dates, like you said, when the WWE puts a ring out, does the promotional thing. But because it's all to get out of giving them insurance. That's all.
That's exactly right. No, and that's really what it boils down to. But the fact that you're saying you can't do a cameo to earn some extra money on the side, or you can't go on Twitch and earn revenue that way, but we're going to fucking partner up with Cameo, and then we're going to make you...
Now it's all good.
We're gonna make you go on Cameo and do these things, and you'll get a cut of it?
Because now it's just promo time. Now it's like, hey, this is what we're doing, and you're going to get a few more bucks. Because in their mind, WWE is like, look what we're doing. We're generating more business for you. You may not have gotten these people. This is the mindset of
a guy. It's a mind fuck, really.
Yeah, for sure. Because the way this guy thinks, it's the everyone owes me mentality. If it wasn't for me, they wouldn't have this. And I don't understand how, unless they're that desperate to think, like, not desperate, paranoid to think that they're going to make more money under Twitch, that they're going to go, oh, screw it, I don't want my WWE contract anymore. That's the only thing I can gather. Because what else would there be? It can't be a money grab for Vince. He got how much from Peacock? I mean, dude, the guy knows biz.
And now they're editing out. Did you see what they're editing out?
I just heard. I'm so far behind on things.
They literally took Roddy Piper's match with Bad News Brown at WrestleMania 6 out, including the promo leading up to it, because Piper painted himself half black.
And white. I did hear that.
It's gone. I looked at it today. It's not. They skipped over it.
Because I had Peacock the whole time. I hate to say it.
I did too, because I like The Office. I like, you know, there's a lot of different shows I like.
Oh, no, I was Supercross. I used to watch the Supercross qualifiers. Oh, okay, gotcha. And wrestling was always on it too, and the Olympic trials were on it, so I had that.
Oh, the fake wrestling.
The fake wrestling that, you know, I'm always bringing up the fake wrestling.
But
Supercross qualifiers were always on it. They used to come on YouTube, and they get copywritten within seconds, so I got Peacock. And it was right around the same time, and I was like, well, I'm going to get WWE anyway, because I love to watch from 81, 85, I think is my years, which I've kind
well,
of
I mean, you've kind
little,
of gone up to 89.
I've spoken about it, but those are my, you know, those are my jams.
That's your wheelhouse.
But, so I haven't seen that. I haven't paid attention to WWE, you know. Yeah. So wait a second. They're deleting
That they're not putting up a, like, they can put up a disclaimer, like, some of the material involved in this may be sensitive to certain, like, no, they took it out.
There's a documentary about John Wayne Gacy that comes up right on the freaking front page, and he's interviewed, and there's a six-part, and it's riveting. I know a lot, I don't
know. No, it is, it's very good, actually,
and
but yeah.
I've been fascinated with this shit for years, about Dahmer and Gacy, so fuck you, if you get on my bad side, I promise you don't.
Yeah,
but
it's bullshit, right? Like they're picking and choosing what history they want to relive and what they don't.
Which is what they're it's they're following
it's
the
whitewashing of America.
Yeah, it's following the whole thing. I don't know how good the match was. I'm not sure.
Oh, the match was shit, but that has nothing to do with it.
But it was written and it was. I mean, like if something good come. Anyways,
it's been out there for 30 years now. It's been on the WWE Network. Like nobody's ever brought it up. Like, oh, I can't believe Roddy Piper did half blackface.
Like, I mean, I gotta figure like once they do the NWO and like the freaking Attitude Era,
they're
gonna get freaking blasted.
None of that should be included. There's profanity. There's partial nudity. I mean, there's Kane fucked a dead person. I mean, like. There's some weird shit on there.
What didn't Triple H do the Katie Vick thing? What was
that?
Yeah,
he did. Yeah, he dressed up as Kane and screw the dead body. But yeah, I mean, dude, think about that. Like Stone Cold with the fingers and all the language that they had back then. Like
and that's still up though, right?
Well, I mean, it's not even there yet because they haven't finished digitizing everything and uploading it.
Oh,
because they're scrubbing everything first.
Oh, really?
And they paid all this money for the shit that people want to see. And they're pretty much going to get rid of.
Oh, they're going to like, we're going to just gonna be like, hey, we have like 4 hours of content for you, and Vince McMahon is going to go, holy shit, did I just cash in or what?
He did. I mean, I know this is off topic, but do you think this is a sign of Vince McMahon selling the company? Is this like the first piece of it?
That could be, but
get out while the getting's good, you know.
But it still has no bearing on him whether it's there or not, though, right?
No, he made his money.
He's already got his money,
but if people are down on the product and they're pissed off at Peacock and they're going to take it out on WWE and not watch WWE product, you know,
then there's cameo, so he's getting in. I'm like, well, I might as well. But again,
it's like he's cashing in on everything right now. Right?
Okay, well, damn, boy, they're really tightening the reins on me. I only have 1.1 billion. Damn it.
Damn it.
I better make sure these last 2 years. Damn it, pal! I better make sure these last 2 years are really profitable for Vincent Kennedy McMahon. So I'm gonna make sure I tap into everything. We're gonna get Twitch. We're gonna get YouTube. We're gonna get Peacock. We're gonna get Procock. We're gonna get cock all around, pal. We need to get cock in order to get our money. And then I'm gonna bow out and leave it to my favorite son-in-law, Triple H. Is that what's gonna happen?
Your Freddie Blassie was spot on right there. That was
the Grand Wizard. You don't know shit about shit.
It's a cross between that and Mickey from Rocky. So you kind of have the same voice for everybody.
That was very close to Mickey from Rocky.
It really was.
Actually. I hated that you were correct because I wanted to rip on you, and I'm like,
you couldn't. Yeah, no, he's right.
Again, we're a factual show. Facts are facts.
That's right.
Damn it.
So let's just do one more because we just wasted a whole segment on that one topic.
He'll knock you tomorrow, Rock.
Ozzy Osbourne is going to be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. According to a report from David Anthony Meltzer, Ozzy Osbourne was part of the 20/2021 induction ceremony. He also noted that the Black Sabbath frontman was not present at the event. But did send in a message to be played. Now, if you're a little bit confused about that, Ouch,
can I predict what the message would say or read or sound like?
Yes, in one second.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
Because of COVID, they scrapped the Hall of Fame last year, This year they didn't do it live like they normally did. It was pre-taped earlier this week to be aired later on. So this already happened as I'm reading this.
One's seen it, though, right?
We haven't seen it yet. So, spoiler alert, Ozzy's not going to be there. And he's sending a message, and it's going to sound a little bit like this.
All right, so, prediction on my part that he's going to go,
Oh, Bobby Sharon, I won an award. What is the Hall of Fame? But I'm the bloody Prince of Darkness. Or what I would, I want to thank. Who is this man? Vince McMahon. I want to thank Vince McMahon for the opportunity. I'd love to.
I'm turning into like an Indian guy, but Ozzy's still gonna start going.
Sharon, I can't believe this.
Damn it.
Now you're doing the Indian thing, yeah.
Yeah, I'm still going, I can't believe I'm the bloody Prince of Darkness, and oh no, I'm doing this WWE, this is wrestling. All I remember was saying the British Bulldogs forever!
I'm fucking... Dude, I sat down and blinked, and like 30 minutes were gone.
Wow.
That don't... That's fucking... That's when like... That's what old people do.
Anyway. Yeah, really. No, that's true. You should probably have some pizza. You'll feel better.
I should. Well, I mean, if I had pizza, I would. But I anyway, we're good.
That's what I had tonight. So,
right on, man. You look great.
No, I look fat. But I mean, that's, no. if fat is great, that's fine.
It is what it is.
Welcome back to RTW Main Event.
Hey guys, welcome back to the second segment of this WrestleMania edition of the flagship, the main event. Before we get into the top 5/6, wait, hold on. Ouch, are we even calling that?
Yeah, ask Jimmy.
All right, so about Jimmy.
Oh, shit.
He got deported.
Oh, it worked.
He's not a legal citizen.
I called ICE, actually, last week because he never sent my paycheck, and I was getting annoyed. So I called Vanilla ICE is who I called, and he took care of it because Rob Van Winkle knows people.
Could you give me a heads up next time, Ouch, before you do that? Because now I got to fucking edit everything. I got to book the guests. I don't have a guest this week. Surprise! I'm the fucking mystery challenger. Spoiler alert. I don't have time to... It's Radmania 3. I don't have time to do all this shit. You called ICE at the worst possible fucking time
for
me.
You told me, you said, I'm so sick of Jimmy. God, I wish I could just get rid of him, but I don't have the heart. And I was like, okay, well,
I did say that.
I don't have the heart, but I have the means. Well, we all did. Technically, we're U.S. citizens.
For those of you who don't know, his actual full name is Jimmy Valencia Venezuela.
It's actually Jimenez Valencia.
Yes, it
Venezuela.
Yeah.
You're still Americanizing the guy.
I try. Well, I mean, you know, it's Jimmy.
Who would have thought he loved Popeye so much? Like, what if he did play the part well too? My God,
they don't have that in Guadalajara, so
yeah. But still, I guess that's true. It's a taste thing. I guess that's a good point.
You come to this country, you discover all these, you know, brilliant fried foods and all this junk food
and Six Flags, you know, and everything.
Yeah, you get tired of eating fucking chimichangas and burritos and shit. So you know, you want to come here and eat some fucking fried chicken and cheeseburgers and all that. So. But he can't do that anymore because he's been gone. And you'd think that wouldn't happen during the Biden era, but surprisingly, it was very easy, right?
It was wide open. I think they go that way. They don't come. It's wide open. It's, I think it just.
I don't know. In any event, I mean,
cargo trains and whatnot.
They came to my house because he lives in my basement. So. Along with his family.
Well, wait, did they do? Because unless they have, they could say they have an arrest warrant for him, but if they didn't have a search warrant,
I don't even know what happened. I came home and they were all gone.
Oh, okay. So I was gonna say you probably gave up and you were like, yeah, he's here, but no, okay. I was gonna rat you out.
Yeah, I mean, I had to clean up the fucking pinata because they had a birthday yesterday, and you know, it was a fucking mess.
But. Yeah, but look at all that leftover cake you have now. So I mean, no one's even gonna eat that.
That's well. It'll be taken care of.
There's a bright side to everything.
Yeah, what were we talking about?
That you've been so busy because Jimmy's gone. And
super
I was
busy because Jimmy's gone, yes.
That's how you said ask Jimmy about the /6.
That's right. Well, I might as well ask you since you're the second in charge now.
Ask Jimmy. You're the host of the show, Radical Fuckface. Go for it.
Before we start the top 5/6 competition, I do want to let you guys know about the festivities this week. We're in day 4 of Radmania right now. Tomorrow is the special edition with Ben Hameen, the man himself, the head of the Hameen Media Group. We are talking the Mega Powers, brother. We're breaking down the entire feud from 1988 and 89, leading up until WrestleMania 5. So Ben and I will be breaking that down tomorrow, and then Saturday and Sunday will be WrestleMania post-game shows on each night to round out the week. So we thank you for all your support this week. We've had literally threes of downloads the entire week, so that's a step up, Oach.
You actually doubled it because you were one and a halves last week. So
yes, now we're in the threes. So I'm pumped.
Look, baby steps, man. The road to riches starts with a dime. You know, all roads lead to Boardwalk, whatever those sayings are. You know that fun stuff.
That's exactly right. So let's get into it. Let's get into everyone's favorite segment, which we discussed last week. It literally is everyone's favorite segment on this show. Not any other show, just this particular show. Nobody likes the good, bad, the ugly. Nobody likes Polly. But they do like the top five.
Nobody likes the host.
We have the champ here. He beat Mikey Two Belts last week. He is the pride of Canada. He is our resident Canadian. It is the one and only Cousin Champ E-Champ. What's going on, Champ? It's good to have you back.
Thanks for having me back. It's been a busy week celebrating with the title belt. It finally made it across the border last night. Nice. I told my mom the big package from Rob was on its way. She was a little disappointed when she opened the door and the UPS guy just had this belt full of mustard and dirty Kleenexes from Bobo's house, but we're scrubbing it right now. It's getting deep cleaned right now as we speak.
Yeah, but don't use Brasso. You know that's a bad way. But I'd say ammonia-free Windex is the way to go.
And what about Mother's California Gold number.
Oh, that's for the mask. It's only for the mask. My concern is also all those baby knuckles that are probably hanging around on that belt. So you might want to hit that with a black light pre and post cleaning.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be little maps of Hawaii all over that thing. You know, especially in the engraving, much like the Stanley Cup where the engraving, they get in there. You might have to Q-tip or toothpick them out. Ooh,
yeah, if we learn anything from Paige, you know, in her NXT women's belt, it happens. I mean, strange things happen to title belts.
I don't think it's strange at all. I think it's perfectly natural, but it's Bobo by himself doing it is a little off. But
yeah.
Is the cleaning going well, or do you just like break out a fire hose to start, like, you know, like full power?
We got the pressure washers over here working on it right now in the driveway. So.
Nice. Yeah. That's good. That's good. That's a good.
That's smart. That's perfect tactic to start. That's how you got to start. I agree. Good, good, good. So is it shined up yet, or it's still halfway? You're midway. You don't want to touch it.
Yeah, it's halfway. They're just pressure washing off all the chemicals. Then they're gonna start buffing it with one of those big floor scrubbers.
Okay,
you should have just sent it through a car wash on the hood of a car and strapped it down. Maybe that might have been the first start. But hey, look, I get it, man.
Do they have car washes in Canada?
Do they have cars in Canada?
We still got dog sleds where I'm from. So
okay, all right. That's
where the Iritadod started from, man. Come on.
The Iritadod?
I did a rod. Iritadod? I did a rod.
Did you do a rod? this show sucks.
Be a pro, damn it.
So I wanted to ask you, Mark, is travel allowed back into Canada now, or are the borders still closed?
They're still closed right now, unfortunately.
Fuck. All right, well, tell your mom she can't get the real big package until the borders are open again, and then I'll wait for a Southwest like $49 deal, and we'll make it happen.
All right, sounds good.
All right, well, let's get into the top 5/6 topic for today. It is the top 5/6. Have we even ever done a fucking six, Ocho?
I think once, and that's how it became. I came up with it because I got that kind of quick brain.
Yeah. Top 5. Worst WrestleMania matches of all time. I am the special challenger because, damn it, Mark.
Because you're special. That's why.
No, I am pretty special. I want the belt. I want the strap. I want the 2.5 pounds of gold. Plastic. You know, gold plated. Is it gold painted or gold plated?
Did you say 2.5? Because it's not made of tuna. I know you like food.
I do like food, but I actually surprisingly do not like anything from the ocean.
Oh, like or water, freshwater, or bathing, or right? I got you.
I mean, I don't like seafood. I don't like any kind of fish or, you know, waterfowl.
You know, there's always waterfowl. That's like a penalty in water polo. You know,
Did I make that up? Is that not a thing?
Is that a thing, Champy Champ?
Champ is waterfowl a real thing?
You're yes, landlocked. You don't is, know. Oh, okay.
It is a real thing. Yes.
Well, I'm gonna Google it actually to see what comes up. This show is fucking horrible. Waterfowl. No. I mean, it's not in the sense that I used it.
In the presence of water polo, when one hits another's arm, Will's trying to throw the ball. See? Waterfowl. You got it.
Ducks are considered waterfowl, but not. It's not a fish. That's okay.
Well, so you don't like duck. All right. Anyways, worst WrestleManias ever.
Worst podcast ever is really what this is. Yeah, who wants to go first?
You're asking me or him?
You always pick who goes first. You know
I know,
deal,
so
dude.
Why are you saying who wants to go first? And every week I catch flack. I still think six should go first, especially this week.
Can we stop with the six thing? Six is dead to me.
Is it?
Maybe not you, but to me. So that name should never be allowed ever again on the show.
Well, what if I was talking about Blossom?
Like an awesome Blossom?
No, you remember Blossom, the TV show with her best friend Six with the big ass?
Oh, yeah. And Blossom had the big fucking schnoz, right? Like Triple H?
You bet.
Gotcha.
And the same demeanor. Oh, sorry. That's Six calling me. Oh, shit. Six just got mad.
Does he have, like, ESP? Like, he knows what I'm fucking talking about?
He's got ESPN, yes. He's got ESPN Deportes, too, because of our heritage.
His fucking dick was burning when I mentioned his name.
So, I want the champ to go first, clearly, because I'm going to do the rest of this episode, this segment, in a Canadian accent.
All right, that's fair. All right, champ, you're first. What do you got for your number five? Top five worst WrestleMania matches of all time.
All right, so I'm going WrestleMania 23, the brand split interpromotional match, the Great Khali against Kane. So Khali spends most of the match gripping Kane's trapezius muscle before getting the win over him.
That's pretty hot.
Now, this also caused Admiral Akbar to come out of retirement to join the commentary team to yell, "It's a trap.
It's a trap."
Oh, I get it. That's a play on so many things.
I love that.
So, Khali Kane, WrestleMania 23, Meltzer rated it a -1 star.
Wow, no kidding. That's he also rated Hogan and Andre -4 stars, right? Or some shit like that. So,
yeah.
All right, Rad Rob, what do you got for your top five? Do I really have to fucking...
Yes, you do. You're the host.
All right, Rad Rob, what do you have for your number five? Top five worst WrestleMania matches of all time. Well, Rob, my number five is King Kong Bundy versus SD Jones from the inaugural WrestleMania. There's no way on God's green earth that the pin was anywhere near 9 seconds. It was like 24 seconds. But Ocho, you're timeless. You've been around since the beginning of time, obviously. You were a big fan of guys like Jose Luis Rivera and SD Jones. Do you remember this match between him and Bundy?
Yeah, for sure. Of course I do.
Fucking asshole. It was bad. And hey, look, I like SD Jones and I like Bundy. I just don't think they worked well together. And I don't even... You know what? I know it was the first WrestleMania and they had a lot of expectations. The main event was solid. But man, if you look at that card, the rest of the card, pretty much sucked.
All right, there'll be no need for you to keep going on about that. I'll explain to you. When they had their first WrestleMania, they had to sprinkle lots of different types of matches. You know, this is Vince McMahon not knowing whether he's going to have his company in the following weeks, eh? So this poor guy, he's trying to pay his talent. And so you have to have your squash, you have to have your build-ups, you have to have your celebrities. There was pomp and circumstance everywhere. I believe SD Jones did a perfect job in doing a squash. And Ocho is a fan of SD Jones, Jose Luis Rivera. I it's simple. Champy Champ gets this one easily because the trap muscle contains so many nerves. You know, I remember one time I had a nerve impingement in my shoulder. I wanted to turn to the left, but the road was closed on the left, and I had to turn to the right and take a detour because the road was closed. Marky Mark wins this one. He's up 1-0, eh?
All right, Mark. You are up 1-0 over Rad Rob. That's a pretty quick start. I don't know if Rad Rob can ever get a point with Ocho, because I think Ocho never wants Rad. I can't even do the accent.
Well, that's not true. So just continue your hosting duties.
Rad. I can't do it.
What the hell was that?
All I know is hoser, eh? You're a hoser.
Yeah, but you're still not even saying it right.
Yeah, and your accent sounds like half Scottish, half fucking Canadian. So.
It sounds like a Old Order Mennonite from around here.
Yeah, I have no idea what that is.
I don't know either, but like an Amish. I'm knocking on doors saying, hey, would you like to read about Joseph Smith? Hey.
Only cost you a dollar?
All right. That was perfect!
That was good? Really? I didn't...
Yeah, right. Stop it right there.
Marky Mark, Champy Champ, whatever the fuck you want to be called.
It's definitely Champy Champ for this week, eh?
This is the worst fucking podcast ever. I don't even know how Hameen even puts this. Oh, wait, he doesn't. That's right. He doesn't like grapplers.
Anyway. That's not really nice to say about Mark that he's on here. You're like, hey, by the way, worst podcast ever. And Mark, you're involved.
Buddy. Oh, no, it has nothing to do with Mark. It's you, really. Ocho.
Oh, all right.
But Mark, what do you got for your number four? Top five worst WrestleMania matches of all time.
All right, we're going WrestleMania 19. Undertaker and Nathan Jones versus Big Show and a train.
So, I'm assuming, is that a train?
Yeah, a train.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the Canadian accent. Yeah, it's a train. Well, that's how they talk, yo.
So, Nathan Jones, he got beat up by the FBI on Sunday Night Heat prior to the event.
See, those government employees, man.
Exactly.
They're really taking
liberties
with people.
That's just it, right? A federal employee attacks a wrestler, and on top of that, not a single train was in the match at all. So, no train. Federal employees beating up wrestlers. It just ruined this match from reaching its true mediocre potential.
Yeah, the best part of the match was before the match when Limp Bizkit was there to play out Undertaker doing the rolling gimmick. And he came out on the motorbike.
I think I watched that, actually. The motorbike. You're such a freaking weenus. God damn it.
What? It's a motorbike.
The Undertaker sound so freaking minute, man.
What do you call it?
Undertaker comes out on this awesome motorbike with pedals. It's called a motorcycle, a motorbike. It's like a
What's the fucking difference?
What do you a motorbike-cycle would have been better. You could have said a motorbike-cycle.
Champ, what are they called? Two-wheeled cycles in Canada.
That doesn't count.
Motorcycles.
All right, whatever. Fuck you guys. All right.
So apparently in Windsor, Connecticut, where like they're playing tennis and, I have my sweatshirt tied over me and in my golf club. Oh, this man has a motorbike and it's so distracting.
Dude, we were not that south. We were in the middle of the state. You're talking like Greenwich and Avon and yeah, you know, New London.
Wherever Thurston Howell III was from.
I have no idea where he was from.
Love it.
That's a good answer, Mark. I actually enjoyed that number four. Rad Rob, what do you have for your number four? Top five worst WrestleMania matches of all time. Well, Rob, I have WrestleMania 5. Red Rooster versus Bobby Heenan. This was a horrible match. Because Terry Taylor was just not a good wrestler. You know, Bobby Heenan was one of the greatest workers of all time. Who could bump like nobody else, and he got squashed by a guy with a fucking red, you know, spiked up fucking mohawk gimmick thing, you know, and, you know, pecking his head and clucking and all this shit. So it's unfortunate that Bobby Heenan got stuck in a match with the red fucking rooster. So, yeah, that's my number four. Wow, Rob, that was a great answer. Ocho, what do you think about the red rooster and Bobby Heenan?
Actually, this one is a tough one. Oh, man. Oh, boy. Because that was a sucky match. But in Marky Mark's defense, he is correct. There was no train. My gosh, you know, these government workers taking liberties with public citizens, you know, just what did he not pay his taxes? I mean, that's just not right. What was he, you know, just was he out and about? Unfortunately, when he shouldn't have been, like they put these restrictions on these public citizens just to extort their money. But damn it, not to beat them up. So I have to say, Marky Mark wins this one too because of the travesty of it and how it made no sense. Literally made no sense at all.
Ocho, the red fucking rooster, dude.
The red rooster at least was a character, and it wasn't good either. Believe me, it was not good. But just the strangeness of Marky Mark, and again, there was no a train. I know trains. I had a Lionel set. It had a little smoke coming out of it. Damn it.
Mark, you're up 2-0.
I'm the best ref ever.
Yeah, you're... Mark, we're on number 3. What do you have for your number 3 in your top 5 worst WrestleMania matches of all time?
Hold back your enthusiasm.
All right, we're going with a match that featured a winner of 11 Emperor's Cups in sumo, as well as the world's largest athlete. This match was rated a dud by Meltzer. It is Aki Bono versus Big Show, WrestleMania 21.
Ocho, you're familiar with sumo wrestlers. I know you're a fan of the Japanese culture, especially the super heavyweights.
Yeah.
Do you remember this match between Aki Bono and the Big Show?
Yeah, for sure. I remember the. I always watch female sumo lots.
That's disturbing.
No,
Brad
no.
Rob, what do you have for your number 3 in the top 5 worst WrestleMania matches of all time?
Hey, guys!
I am going with Earthquake, who is also a sumo wrestler, by the way.
Former, yeah.
Versus Adam Bomb. It was a 35-second match at a WrestleMania that had no place whatsoever being on that show. I mean, Adam Bomb looked like a fucking, you know, $1 million. The character was, it was all right. But it's WrestleMania 10. It's the 10th anniversary. It's in Madison Square Garden. And this is what, there's nobody else that could have wrestled that match. You're going to put a 35-second squash match on the card. Just didn't do it for me. Ocho, what do you think about Adam Bomb and the Earthquake?
I think it should have been SD Jones versus Earthquake, honestly. I mean, he would have done a better job.
I don't know if he's alive at that point. Jimmy's not here. I have nobody to look up information for me.
Damn it.
I got to hire somebody else. This really sucks. I can't do it all.
All right, I'll sans the accent for a second, because, Rob, you're doing so good. I can't stress this enough, because that is a perfect, perfect match to pick.
Really?
It is. However, there were no ropes in the damn match that Marky Mark said, so he easily wins. I don't want to say easily, because had you picked a match with no ropes, you probably would have won that. Because there must have been another one. Maybe they broke or something, but like, no, Marky Mark just swept you. He just swept you because there was no ropes in the match. Therefore, it was an awful match.
Nope, no rules. New rules. Best of 7, Mark. It's best of 7 now. I'm changing the rules. I'm using my my hosting card.
Host the show clause?
Yeah, it's now a best of 7. So what do you have for your number 3?
All right, number 3, this took place at the event that got the coveted hat trick of duds from Meltzer with 3 duds. WrestleMania 2, more specifically, we're going to go with Uncle Elmer versus Adrian Adonis. Elmer lost the match in 3 minutes. So first, Elmer Fudd loses his gun, then his uncle loses at the biggest event of the year. It's a conspiracy.
His gun melted, actually, because Bugs Bunny put his finger in it, and then he pulled the trigger, and then it blew up and fell apart and melted. So it wasn't like he just lost his gun. So maybe Elmer Fudd had it coming, but Uncle Elmer maybe didn't. I'm just saying, lay the facts out correctly, champ.
He just took my number three. That's what I was gonna say.
So
it's a tie.
Go ahead, Josh.
No,
think of something midstream.
Let me think of something. Oh, okay.
I would say?
He already picked that one. All right, let's go with. You're a Canadian, so I'm sure you're quite familiar with this match. Bret Hart against Vincent Kennedy McMahon from WrestleMania 26. Obviously, it was after the screw job. Bret came back. He made amends with the company. He did a DVD with Shawn Michaels. They talked about the screw job in depth with Jim Ross. But he still had some heat with Vince. And since Bret couldn't take any bumps, because of the stroke and all that, and getting kicked in the head with Goldberg and all the concussions. And so he just pretty much beat the shit out of Vince McMahon for about a half hour.
Because A, you had a point to make, and B, something else coming up? Or was you saying A, like you were Canadian for that 1 second?
Just that brief second.
Because you actually were like, so, and he couldn't take any bumps because A, and I was waiting for, and B, he also.
So I didn't use it properly then. I'm sorry.
No kidding. Jesus Christ. The ones of people listening is going to be wondering.
Threes. We're up to threes.
We already lost them. Go ahead, man. Remember you had the stroke and all that noise?
No, I'm done. It's Bret and Vince, WrestleMania 26. Go ahead. Give it to Mark.
Well, don't explain it more. The family came out and like they were going to attack Bret at first. Not that I saw it or anything or remember anything about it.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, it just amounted to Vince getting his ass beat by Bret, you know, with a chair for like 25 minutes. So it was really, really bad.
What was Champs again?
I have no idea. Oh, it was Cousin Elmer.
Oh, right. Elmer Fudd and then Adorable.
Yes.
Shit, what do I do? Here's the problem.
Pick with your heart, Ocho.
I can't because I loved the match that you said, Radical Francois.
Of course you did.
Loved it. Right, loved it. Well, loved it out of the putridity of it. Remember because he said, did you get your money up front? Big point in that one. No one remembers that, right?
All right, best of eight. We're going to best of eight now.
All right, okay. Well, it's going to be best of nine because eight is an even number. Jesus.
Oh, yeah. All right, best of nine. Mark is up.
Best of eight plus one.
4-0. So, Mark, what do you have for your number two? Can I even come back? Is that even mathematically? Why? Best of 11. How many answers you got, Mark? I could be here all fucking night. I don't care.
Aren't we on number? What are we on? The
two.
Fifth one now? Top one.
You're number two, right?
It'd be my number one.
Where does number two work for you? Are we on number one? I lost count.
Yes. We're on number one.
All right, I got to do the gimmick then. There can only be one.
There already was one, but go ahead.
Fuck me.
No, thank you.
There can only be one top five.
Slash 11 champion.
We are never going to get through this segment. You wonder why you're up all night, Ocho.
It's actually 11, by the way, because you can't just go to 9 because you're down by so much. In order for you to make a comeback, you'd have to win like 6 to... No, that wouldn't even work. Yeah, it would work. No, yes, it's out of 11 right now.
There can be only one. Mark, what do you have for your number one in the worst top, WrestleMania match
top
of all?
Top 5/11 worst top, WrestleManias.
Right. What do you got?
All right, we're going WrestleMania 2000. Test and Albert.
Oh, come on!
Defeated the team of
Did he take a train?
Ocho, did you fucking, give him my list?
Did he take a train? Did Albert take a train into this show, at least? That's what I want to know.
Go ahead, Mark. Go ahead.
I think they were busting, but so Test and Albert defeated the team of Head Cheese, which was Al Snow and Steve Blackman. But what made it the worst of anything is the fact that they killed off Chester McCheeserton on what should be the grandest stage of all for superstars. And it's important to note that this major this murder caused a major blow to the dairy industry, and it has allowed soy and almond to start their dominance in the beverage industry. Just the worst overall.
Keep in mind, soy is like really messing with women's estrogen, men's estrogen levels. Like, soy's really been a problem with these freaking GMOs, man. They're really modifying their stuff. Like, you know, dudes are growing boobies and chicks are growing giant clits and whatnot. Like, this is terrible stuff, man. Almonds are okay, but those poor cows that are freaking they're in ketosis and whatnot. They gotta, you know, there's a whole lot of pumping going on there. But it also settled that down too, so it helped the dairy industry stop pumping steroids in the cows too. A lot of moving parts going on here, boys.
Every package of beef jerky I get has soy in it, or soy sauce, or, you know, some kind of soy in it. And I just want straight beef in my mouth.
Always. Of course you do. That should be the name of the show.
I can't compete with that. I mean, he's right. It destroyed the dairy industry. I mean, I guess I'll give my number one anyway. I was in attendance during this match, and what I think is the worst match in WrestleMania history, and possibly the worst match ever, anywhere, any federation, any organization. Michael Cole, longtime WWE announcer, turned heel, decided he wanted to be a wrestler. He took on his announcing partner, Jerry the King Lawler, in Lawler's only WrestleMania match to date. I was in there. I wasn't in there.
You want beef in your mouth, and you were in there. I was in the crowd.
I was sitting up in the nosebleeds at the Georgia Dome in Atlanta. Stone Cold Steve Austin couldn't even save this match. He was the special referee. He even came down on his four-wheeled motorbike. Yeah. And he couldn't even save the match. The match went about 38 minutes or so. Or at least it seemed like it. I think it was only like 12, but it was a long match. And it was horrible. Michael Cole was the shits. I don't know who booked the match, but they should have been fired. And yeah, that's my number one. Jerry Lawler against Michael Cole. Hey. What do you got, Ouch? What are your thoughts?
I'm amazed at your knowledge of the Canadian language and dialect, and how you can just transform yourself to become one person to it, much like Six did when he fooled us when he was Starman that time.
I'm well versed in the linguistical arts.
So the issue I have is them being bussed in and not on a train. I already deducted a point from Champy Champ. And Michael Cole had a wrestling singlet on, like an actual wrestling singlet, as you know. And I watched the Olympic trials the other day, and so I watch guys, you know, wrestle each other and hug each other in these singlet tights, you know. And they don't just do flips; they really hug, and they put their hips in, and they force their weight on each other, and it's so dramatic and proper. And I feel like Radical Rob, you get this one, but I still think you lose because of the amount of answers that are still available. So,
at least I'm on the board, right?
But yes, you won this one. Yes. However, the Champy Champ won this round, this whole shebang.
No, that's fair. I mean, I just wanted to score with Mark and you. So,
oh Jesus!
At least I scored, so I can go home happy tonight.
Why are we so unhappy that you scored with us?
Cousin Champy Champ, congratulations. You are still the top 5/11 champion. Let's go down to ringside. Oh, no, it's not time to drink water. Ouch. You gotta do the announcer gimmick. Let's go down to ringside with the official announcement from Howard Schwinkter.
The time of the fall, just way too long because it was a whitewash, and still the top 5 and only 5 because there is no /11 champion, the cousin Marky Mark or Champy Champ.
You're really phoning the announcing thing in now. You had no enthusiasm at all. Right. I feel like you're just making it up on the spot.
Yeah, weird. Where did I learn that from? I throw out a great Canadian accent, though. I mean, I got Mormons coming in, and
can you do us a favor? Just one time. Well, maybe next week too. Can you announce the winner in a Canadian accent?
And Howard Schwenker?
Yeah, like a hybrid of Howard Schwenker and Bret Hart.
Well, Bret Hart always sounds like he has to clear his throat.
Alright, just do the Amish gimmick you were doing with Howard Schwenker.
Amish. Let's see, okay. Yeah, for sure. The time of the fall. 18 minutes, 42 seconds, and 0.222 seconds. And still, the champ of the top 5/nothing. Champ e-champ. And I want to say something like goals, because that's how I can sound Canadian. And he eats his oatmeal every day on a boat.
I love that. You need to do that every week from now on. Cousin Champy Champ, congratulations. You are the defending champion. You're one of the few that have actually defended their title successfully on this show. It's like, what's the word I'm looking for, Ouch? It's the belt's almost a curse.
Uncharted territory, yeah. It's like,
yeah, but I mean, like, you know, whoever gets the belt usually doesn't keep it that long.
It's like the UFC heavyweight title. Nobody could have more than one run with it. Even Cain Velasquez would get friggin' blasted by Fabricio Verdum. And, you know, when they thought he was going to have a run with Stipe Miocic, finally, but, like...
Now you're just making names up and shit. That's not...
Yeah, anybody can do that.
Champ, how do you feel, man, defending against me?
I'm just speechless that I was able to beat someone of your magnitude.
Oh, stop.
That's how do you feel about having to come back again next week?
I mean, considering you had that list in your head for who knows how long.
Yeah, that's true, man. You probably have this all charted on the board, like SNL, when they put their props and everything and like what order everything's in. You knew week one that this was going to be like week eight's freaking list.
No, I did. I had this plan well in advance. I thought I could slide one through and slip it in unnoticed. And you know,
you thought you had an empty netter, but you couldn't.
Yeah, and instead I got trounced. Eh? Trounced.
Not every word is a Canadian accent. Right, sometimes they're just regular words.
Mark, are you able to come back next week? Because I mean, I really need you to come back. So.
If I haven't slipped into a coma after the next 9 days of wrestling, I will be here.
Yeah, that's quite a bit. Yeah, it really is. This whole week has been just way too fucking long. Way too much wrestling. Thankfully, Ocho doesn't watch real wrestling. He watches that fake amateur, you know.
I watch the fake Olympic stuff.
Yeah, I mean, they're amateurs. They're not pros. They're amateurs.
I've yet to slip into a corner.
That's like the AHL and the NHL. Like, nobody wants to watch the amateur hockey league. They watch the National Hockey League. Nobody wants to watch the fake amateur wrestling. They want to watch the pros. So.
Agreed. Major League Baseball. No, I watch. I don't. Yeah, that's right. You're right. I agree. I'm not. You're not wrong, fella.
Although the Ontario Hockey League is pretty popular around here.
Yeah, that's I do. And actually, like, I like the Canadian Football League a lot better than the NFL too. Especially the Grays Cup, eh? No, nothing. Mark, thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
No problem.
You're still a champ. And we'll see you next week, champ. Chomp.
You just called him Chomp?
Oh, fucking hell. We'll see you later, Mark. Have a good night.
All right, thanks.
We got to do Polly. Hopefully he's...
In a truck.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds better when he's in a truck, right? He sounds with a little bit more enthusiasm, like, you know, he's not whispering.
Well, because he has to raise his voice, that's why. When he's home, he's like...
Yeah.
It's me, Polyester. It's the evil teller.
Wow, you do a good job of that.
This week is the imbecile of the week. And this week, I want to say that Polly, who is never an imbecile, would like to share an imbecile of the week with me, Polyester. The evil teller at Polyester on Twitter. Maybe you'll be the imbecile of the week.
Welcome back to RTW Main Event.
Welcome back to segment 3 of this edition of the Main Event. It is Poly time. Are you ready to see who this week's imbecile of the week is, Ouch? It might be you. fingers crossed every time. You're always in the running to be the next IOTW.
We gotta get an IOTW belt.
We could.
Let's like a top 5/11 belt. Since now you just changed the rules the last segment.
I did. I don't know if there's enough money in the budget for two belts, but we can look into it. I can have the R&D team whip something up.
All right, you do that. I trust you.
Okay. So getting back to my question, are you excited for this week's Imbecile of the Week?
My enthusiasm is bleeding through this microphone. How can you not tell?
The reason why we're still doing this segment every week is A, and I'm using A as a bullet point.
Not you were just saying A as a Canadian accent, like you're being offensive.
No, now I'm actually going to make bullet points. A, it's in his contract. And B, I pay him an obscene amount of money to do this segment.
Hmm.
I didn't agree to this contract. The turtle guy did beforehand, my old co-host. He set up the deal, hence the Ninja Turtle podcast and all that. It rolls over every year. I don't have a team like you do.
It's a reoccurring contract, like it much is. Like when if your cell phone, you don't
rollover minutes. Yeah, it's a rollover contract. So
yeah,
he's here forever. Unfortunately, or as long as the show is. Maybe he'll be doing it.
Yeah, but there's no money in the account, so like he can't be getting paid. I mean, because it's got to come from somewhere.
It was paid at the time.
Unless there was a trust or something.
There was a trust fund that, yeah. But anyway.
Shit.
It is that time. Let's find out who this week's Imbecile of the Week is.
It's time for everybody's favorite segment.
If you guys don't know how to use a seatbelt, just ring your call button and Tommy will come back there and hit you on the head with a tack hammer.
You know, Lloyd, just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber.
Here's Polyester, the evil tailor, with the Imbecile of the Week.
Some people are really f***ing stupid.
Good evening to each and every one of you imbeciles out there. Welcome back to your favorite segment of the Digital Podcast, the Imbecile of the Week, hosted by... well, me, Polyester the Evil Tailor. Another year, another WrestleMania season is upon us. And a lot of memories as an ex-wrestling fan that Polly is. A lot of memories that Polly has in, as far as WrestleMania is concerned. You know, the consensus best WrestleMania of all time, WrestleMania 25. It's pretty consensus that everybody thinks that's the best WrestleMania of all time. But you probably have one of the better matches of all time with Shawn Michaels and The Undertaker, which is a fantastic match. And then you have other WrestleManias like WrestleMania 17, where the consensus say that that's the best WrestleMania of all time. Just a star-studded lineup with very memorable matches. And Paulie's not much of a match guy, more of a storyline guy, but even Paulie could acknowledge WrestleMania 17 was the best WrestleMania of all time. You had that TLC match. You had The Rock and Stone Cold at the top of their peak of popularity. I mean, it's pretty consensus that's the best WrestleMania of all time, and Paulie tends to agree with that. And then you have some lackluster WrestleMania shenanigans that happen, particularly during WrestleMania season. And Paulie specifically now talking about the shenanigans that goes on. With the imbecile that runs this particular podcast, coincidentally, the worst top three WrestleManias that I've ever had to deal with are the last three WrestleManias. And as I said, coincidentally, the imbecile that runs this podcast decides he wants to put on as much content as possible during this particular week. This would be, I would think the third that he does these shenanigans, and Polly just wants to reiterate the coincidence and how bad the past WrestleManias have been, and this imbecile just running rampant with all kinds of programming on a day in and day out basis. And Polly has major heat with that because, well, Polly's contractually obligated to listen to everything that this particular imbecile puts out. And the more programming that this imbecile puts out, the more time that I have to take up to listen to this programming that's just not up to par as far as quality is concerned. And I mean, you go from the consensus best WrestleMania, which was WrestleMania 17, consensus, you know, best WrestleMania of all time. The one WrestleMania best of all time is WrestleMania 25. When you go from that to the last three, and then the shenanigans that go around it, it's just major heat with Polly. Major heat with Polly. And I could only nominate and declare Vince McMahon the imbecile of the week for just starting this ridiculous tradition of calling something WrestleMania that, even though they had, you know, one consensus best WrestleMania, which was WrestleMania 17, even though the consensus think that WrestleMania 25 was the best WrestleMania of all time, that's irrelevant. That one WrestleMania does not negate the programming that this imbecile puts out week in and week out that I have to be putting up with. So Vince McMahon, because I have to put up with all this crap, you will be this week's imbecile of the week. And that'll do it for this week, you imbeciles. Give me a follow on Twitter at @ThePauly_Esther. That's @ThePauly_Esther on Twitter. And tune in again next week. Who knows, maybe you'll be the imbecile of the week.
So there's two things that I took away from that.
He passed somebody on the left right before he announced that imbecile of the week.
You heard that too, right? That wasn't just
Fortune.
Me.
Yep.
Okay. The second thing, if this was a consensus drinking game, we'd be legally dead. Well, maybe not you, because you drink quite a bit anyway, but...
I'm hydrated, man. You have to hydrate. I drink a lot of water.
He really used the word consensus about 16 to 18 times?
Might have been more. I think 26.
My math could be off.
It's just a count. It's just a count up. But also, you know, we at the 2 minute and 18 second mark, you know, we were kind of like, okay, we're going. But
so a third thing that I noticed.
Go ahead.
And we touched on this. I don't know if it was last week or the week before. Everything he said could have been said in about half the time.
Way less, but mm-hmm. but
he was back in the truck.
Mm-hmm. I think he feels better in the truck. Maybe that's where he's a little more awkward at home.
He seems to get his swag back when he's in the
truck. But it's also only a 2 minute bit instead of a whatever, you know. Look,
yeah, it's 4 minutes this time.
Look, you got to be, look, imbeciles are imbeciles, man. You got to call them out. You got to call them like you sees them.
Which is funny, you didn't use your catchphrase.
Used it like 28 times, man. We're good.
Yeah. I mean, I used it in the first.
I'm not like Amy Schumer. I don't want to be everywhere and anywhere, man. Like, you gotta pick and choose. You gotta pass on the left sometimes. You gotta drive behind the guy sometimes.
And she's been everywhere. Remember that song, "I've Been Everywhere, Man," like the Motel 6 song.
Yeah, the Johnny Cash song. It was made about Amy Schumer, who Johnny Cash never met. No, that makes sense. I get it.
Was that Johnny Cash? I thought that was Tom Baudet.
It might have been. We'll keep the lights on.
This show really sucks.
Yeah, I agree.
How many more of these are we going to do?
If you say none, I'm good.
Thank you for listening to this edition of RTW Main Event. You can follow the show on Twitter at RTW Brand. Follow Red Rob at Rad Rob Gaming and follow the Ocho at Real BG Ocho. We appreciate all of your support. You've been listening to RTW Main Event right here on the Rad Rob Radio Network.